The Northern Lights Express would go from the Twin Cities to Hinckley, cross the border into Wisconsin, and stop in Superior and Duluth. The proposal is part of Minnesota's draft statewide rail plan. Project manager Dave Christensen says the proposal may cost up to $1 billion to build.
About 30,000 riders a year would probably come out of Superior.
Superior Planning and Ports Director Jason Cirque says the Minnesota DOT is proposing two possible locations for a station in Superior. Cirque says passenger rail could boost the city's economy. Minnesota would fund the project. Wisconsin DOT is monitoring its progress. Any changes to a rail crossing in Wisconsin would have to go through the Office of Commissioner of Railroads. Minnesota hopes to have a final rail plan in February. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior. The Northern Lights Express would run along existing Burlington Northern Santa Fe track from the Twin Cities to Hinckley with stops in Superior and Duluth. Superior Planning and Ports Director Jason Cirque says the Minnesota DOT is proposing two possible locations for a station in Superior. Cirque says passenger rail could boost the city's economy.
Exposing people to the Superior and getting them to get out of the train, see Superior, walk downtown, essentially spend money is why we see it as beneficial.
The proposal is part of Minnesota's draft statewide rail plan. Northern Lights Express may cost up to $1 billion to build. MnDOT estimates 30,000 riders a year would come out of Superior. Wisconsin DOT is working with Minnesota as needed. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.